Blog Talk Radio.
Like this, 5, 10, big nigga in the city.
got perp on deck, got mid on deck, got work on deck, shot with me. Got work and I keep it in the drought. And the bitch ain't back, kick it out. It'll work on deck and the work ain't one. Skr, skr, hit it with the boat. Bitch, I'm on deck, staying in the truck. I ain't had sleep about 2 or 3 days. I don't get tired, no, I don't get tired. Swear I get money like 2 or 3 ways. Try nigga get money like Wayne. Coming hood to California, we bang. My shooter don't smoke, my shooter don't drink. My nigga just sniff cocaine. Tryin' to get money for real. If you talk too much, no deal. If the nigga can't score, go kick him out of the team. Cause the nigga ain't got no skill. Bitch, I got ball, ain't talking about looking. Stayin' in the kitchen, ain't talking about cooking. Ruggin' my wrist, ruggin' my wrist. I might press the bitch, and the bitch get a lickin'. Shawty on my ass, tellin' me to get a job. Better get the man, boy, and get robbed. Better hold a hand, he ain't got no heart. I front her ass to me, can't tell no heart. Tell him get a job, and that shit get a tag. Come out me, I sell it at a pack. Might get raw, fuckin' around on the south. Better y'all niggas ain't gon' get shit back.
And I been out here for a minute, selling purpose, selling music. I'm a shark off in the water, I been swimming with the fishes. Lost some time, I lost some money, should've never went to prison. Now I'm back, bitch, I'm back, I came back to come and get it.
Tryna get my life rock,
tryna, tryna
get.
Papi, yo,
come around, lick it up, lick and touch. I feel your overflowing cup. Roll one up, let's smoke a blunt and drink until the room spin. I hear some knocking at the door. Go ahead and let your girl in. Marathon whirlwind, me, myself, I'm all in. Buckle up, ride this long weekend to the world end. Crash course, I've had worse. I'm living my life now. A bad bitch, a girlfriend, and both here getting tight down. Right now, no regrets, I'm within my rights now. Three of us tequila up, wild until it's lights out. Double shots, smoked a lot, tap some ass, it's all hood. Had a blast, it's all a flash, a blur, but that is all good.
FaceTime, 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 give me FaceTime, FaceTime. might be about to tell y'all who I am. I got to talk about that song that was just on. I really don't know who, I mean, I know whose song it was, but it was so corny. I'm sorry. That was, that Project Pack, that's who that sound like. That's, ugh, I'm trying to see my brain boil. But anyway, it's your girl Molly Red, and you are listening to Molly's World on Blog Talk Radio / Breezy Says. And you can, wait, let me think of the website. Oh, BreezySays.com. You can actually listen to the station, any show, my show, or any other show, anytime you want from that website. You can just come to Blog Talk and just click on a link. But anyway, let me give y'all the tea real quick. Well, I'm about to type in FaceTime. See? Facebook. So I can get the tea of some of the things that have been going on. Real quick, 1, 2, 3, boom. Okay, so what's that child name? Oh, Lord Jesus. Now I got to go to, what's that? The Shade Room. I can't, I'm trying to avoid social media because I'm not watching Scandal like everybody else because I am currently doing the show. So, boom. So I know y'all know Sunday from Basketball Wives, who got beat up by Drea. She's supposedly messing with the gay dude from Love & Hip Hop, Hollywood, and the gay dude ex-boyfriend be coming for her neck. And they've been going back and forth on Instagram for like 2-3 hours, and it's just so stupid. Like, do you not know that this dude is gay? You, whatever. So, on another note, allegedly, I'm gonna say allegedly because nobody knows if it's absolutely positively true yet. But Janet Jackson is apparently pregnant. We don't know. I mean, I'm assuming it's true because everybody is posting it. However, when they first posted that Big Angie was dead, she really wasn't, so you can't really believe everything. But as of right now, they're saying Janet Jackson is pregnant. Here's the tea. They saying that this is her first child, but we all know this is her second child. She had a daughter way back in 1822 that she don't claim for whichever reason she doesn't. But I don't know if that, I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying. So allegedly she's pregnant. And oh, y'all hear Madison? Ain't she rude? Oh, she is so rude. But anyway, Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner, the same, that's all the same person for those of you who do not know. Caitlyn is Bruce. Bruce is Caitlyn. He's supposed to be posing naked with his gold medal for Sports Illustrated. I hope y'all can hear her. This is what she does when she see Donald Duck on TV thinking that it's his clubhouse. She's funny. But anyway, see, he's supposed to be posing naked on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Like, bitch, why? Who the fuck wants to see a half pussy, half dick? No, my baby didn't hear that because she into Mickey Mouse. So don't worry about what my baby can hear, what she can't hear. But she won't be seeing that bag of fruit. What else? It was something else that I had seen on social media today. Oh, Ted Cruz dropped out of the race and he is endorsing Hillary Clinton. Whoop de whoop whoop whoop. We still gonna have Donald Trump for president. We still all gonna die. Hope y'all got your passport so y'all can leave. Ain't nobody got time for that. Allegedly, Beyonce, Jesus Beyonce, King Beyonce was flirting with Odell Beckham at the Met Gala. We all know who Odell Beckham is. He is number 13. I think you're number 13. Hold on. I'll tell you in 1 second because I don't know. I don't want to give y'all no. I was right, number 13, and I like the Giants. Number 13 for the Giants. The one who did that one hand catch and they still lost the game, I think. But yeah, she was allegedly flirting with him at the Met Gala. Jay-Z was not there. Also, another alleged story is that Jay-Z is doing a comeback for Lemonade. We don't know what it could be called. My husband said it was going to be called. And when I'm trying to give him the cue to tell me what he said, he's not even paying me no attention. Lemons. He said lemons. It was going to be called lemons. So, you know, he think he know everything. I don't know. Wish y'all could see my face. I can't wait. However, I hope y'all all know that this is a plan that they put together. This is not no, oh, he about to diss his wife and she diss. They plan is that y'all dumb if y'all think they'll get a divorce. Child, please. She will get too much money if they get a divorce. And he probably would get too much money if they get a divorce. They would lose. I think they both would go broke if they were to get a divorce. They would, and I love them both. I think they would be irrelevant if they got a divorce from each other because they would not make any money without the other. That, and I don't like Kanye West, so I'm not talking about him. I will not speak of that loser. Allegedly or apparently at the Met Gala, Demi Lovato and Nicki Minaj had an issue. I guess she tried to take a picture with her. Nicki Minaj shaded her. She went to Instagram. Put some shade at Nicki Minaj. I don't care for Nicki Minaj either. Allegedly, Soulja Boy is supposed to get $450 million thanks to Beyonce for saying, hold on, let me get the song for y'all. 1 second. Stand down. Let me go to my title. La, la, la. Hold that thought. I'm trying to think of the words. I know the song. I know the whole entire song from front to back. No, my husband said, is he suing her? No, it's not a lawsuit. Because she said that those words, I hopped up out the bed, put my swag on. You know, she has to, you got to pay to use it. So she's paying him for it. Not that he sued her, but, you know, he has that. That's something that he said in his song. So she has to, I'm sure she doesn't have, I'm sure, well, no. She has to pay him for it because $450 million, or somebody's paying him $450 million. He just got paid because of that little line. So, Alicia Keys has new music coming out. Y'all can get souped about that. Oh, another alleged, which I don't believe, but I will believe it for tonight's show. Allegedly, Russell Wilson is allegedly cheating on Ciara. She went from the, like I seen it on Media Takeout, she went from the trap house to the White House and she still get cheated on. It must be something wrong with your pussy. And he ain't even getting no pussy from me. So what is the issue if he really is cheating? Child, get your life. Oh, I don't know if I said this the last time we spoke, but what's his name? Future, well, no. Ciara is suing Future for slander and defamation to character and trying to ruin her career. He's counter-suing her because he says she doesn't have a career. So, y'all sip on that tea. Boop! Beyonce went to the Met Gala. Of course, we just spoke on that. And she wore this beautiful, when I mean beautiful, I mean Beyonce-utiful gown. And I'm going to my Texas. My brother was going to send me a picture of the coat I'm about to say. So, Beyonce wore this 100% authentic latex and pearl dress, which was priced at $8,000 each. So, I guess each pearl was $8,000. So the dress itself was roughly a $300,000 dress. Bitch, where? No, I can't. Like, her left boob alone is someone's college tuition for 4 years of school. There you go. I went on Zulily today because I was looking at a house. So what I did was, you know, I'm not a millionaire. I just wanted to look. There was a house up there for like $11.9 million. And the mortgage for that house would be $46,000 a month. Some of you people don't even make that much money in a year. The point I'm trying to make is stop trying to live above your means. Please. Huh? Oh, not Zulily. What is it called? Zillow. Zulily is the place I shop for Madison's clothes. Sorry. Y'all know what I was talking about. People make mistakes. But anyway, I went to that website. I went to the website because, not because I'm looking for a house. I'm comfortable where I live. I'm not living above my means. But they said that Tyler Perry is selling his home for $17.5 million. And it's 17 acres of land. So that's roughly a million point something $1 million per acre, pretty much, a little more. And it's like 9 bathrooms. It got all this crap in it. And for him, for it to only be him, and he's supposedly not married, and he doesn't have a fruit basket of his own. That's a lot of house for one person. He needs to sell it. That's too much. I mean,
whatever.
But y'all should look at some of those houses. Pretty nice. Oh, Madison used a potty today. I was so excited. I sent everybody a picture. My husband said, did you post it on Facebook? No, I'm not going to post it on Facebook. That's an intimate moment. She just pissed in the potty for the first time. So, everybody, see, this is why I'm like, I think I'm going to change the day of my show, because I don't got time for this BS with you MFs. I get on Facebook trying to get some gossip for you, and everybody talking about fucking Empire. I'm not watching Empire right now, so stop talking about it. So now I got to... Bye, Felicia. I'm about to hang up, because I don't got time for the BS today. I know Mother's Day is this weekend. I hope all you mothers have a wonderful, great, happy, happy Mother's Day. And don't drink too much. No, not too much coitus. Make another baby by men you're not married to. No, I'm not trying to push marriage on people, but just think about your future when you out here popping it for Wendy's and some of you popping it for nothing. All these kids that y'all keep popping out with all these different men, and they don't want you. Think about your children and the life that they have to live in the future with a person that they can't even call and say, hey, Dad, can you take me to play baseball today? I'm making y'all mad, ain't y'all? I mean, ain't I? I don't care. And I don't say this because I do have a husband and, you know, I only have one kid and one baby daddy. But, you know, over you have to think about your children and how they're going to feel and, you know, how their life is going to be affected by you being thought of the century. And, you know, and even if, let's say, you know, you don't get married, but you got 6 kids by one dude. Okay, at least y'all are together, y'all live in the same house, and y'all, you know, do, you know, that's still better than I have 6 kids and 6 baby fathers, and none of them are in my kids' life, and I'm just out here about to make kid number 7, and then 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. That ain't cute. It ain't cool. And I'd even if I wasn't married and I would, and it was me, I would still look at myself a certain type of way, like, damn, Alexis or Molly or whatever y'all want to call me this week, bitch, whatever. You know, think about your kids. You know, she can't call her daddy or he can't call his father because you out here sleeping with everybody that, you know. I mean to change topics on y'all. My brother just sends me a picture of my daughter sitting in a chair and says, me, is you finished or are you done? Like, he is just so extra. My brother's hilarious. I could follow him on Instagram or Twitter at K-Sound Wolfer. He think he famous. And Matt, if Madison wants to talk to y'all, but she don't know how to talk. So, but yeah, I would like, you know, for you women. Then I'm gonna talk to the men because I don't want the women to think I'm just, you know, pointing them out. You know, when you laying down with whomever you lay down with at night, and, you know, you thinking about your future, whenever that may be, you know, think to yourself, would I be okay with myself if my daughter was doing the same thing that I'm doing right now? And if your answer is yes, then by all means, keep doing what you're doing. But even, you know, if your answer is no, then that means you need to change something about yourself. Men, Well, no, back. No, I'm going to stick with women for a minute. And women, you laying in the bed with whoever you laying in the bed with, and you say to yourself, would I want a man to treat my daughter like this, how this man is treating me? Or, you know, would I be okay with my son treating someone's daughter like this? You know, if you're not happy with whatever it is, that means you need to change whatever it is you're doing because it's not working. And men, when you out here dogging these women, or you got your main chick or your wife at home, and then you out here with the side chick or a side chick, when you laying down with her, you say to yourself, just ask yourself this one question. Would I be happy if a man was doing this to my daughter? And the average man's response is going to be, well, I'm going to teach my daughter to do, you know, I'm going to teach her to do differently. However, people learn by the examples that are set for them. So if you aren't showing her this is what is supposed to be done, she's going to fall for a man just like you. Period. And I learned this a while ago, that the average female falls for her father. She falls in love with her father. So basically, that means she is either seeking something or she liked something that her father did. So for me, in my case, my father did and does everything for me. So I seek that in a husband or a boyfriend or whatever, then I got married. So that means my husband does everything for me. I ain't talking about he wash my clothes and cook my food and brush my teeth and wash my ass. No. But my husband takes care of me. And I see a lot of women say, well, I don't want no man to take care of me. Guess what, bitch? It don't bother me not one little eensy-weensy tiny bit. Because if I was not married, I would live in my dad's house and my dad would take care of me. Period. I'm not working hard. I refuse to work harder than I have to unless it is absolutely positively necessary. So, that's why I love my husband, because I don't have to work hard. Actually, I do work hard, because I keep my house clean, I cook, and I take care of Crazy Madison. So, that's a lot of hard work, but it's something that I enjoy doing. I'm not going to work harder than I have to work towards something that I don't want, and I want my husband. So, I work hard to keep my husband. So, that's that. So, a lot of you bum bitches out here sleeping with any and everything, that's because your father was a piece of shit. So that's why you fucking with a piece of shit, because your father was a piece of shit. Point blank in a period. I'm going to leave you guys with a quote. I'm going to explain it and then quote it again, and then I'm out of this biatch. Some people find choice to be a burden. They want their path to be laid out for them. Making your own choices leaves no one to blame but yourself. So let me explain that to you really quick. You know, people say, well, this happened because, no, I did this because of this. I shot little Johnny because my mother made me mad yesterday and I was just mad. No. You shot little Johnny because you wanted to. Period. You sold drugs because you wanted to. Nobody forced you to stop. You know, no one forces you to do anything. Everyone has a choice, and some people make good choices. Some people make bad choices. You have to figure out what works for you. Maybe your life works best when you make bad choices. Hey, then that's on you. My life works well when I make good choices, meaning I'm not going to drink and drive. I'm not going to sell drugs. I'm not going to go shoot up the neighborhood bank. You know, just be mindful of the choices that you make, because every action, there's a reaction. To whomever you decide or whatever you do, there's always going to be a reaction. Now, even if you make the right choices, someone's going to have something to say. Like, no one's ever going to be 100% happy with you and who you are and the things that you choose to do. However, if you feel that what you are doing is right, then stick with it. Now, just because I don't think it's the right thing doesn't mean it is wrong. Just because your mom doesn't think it's the right thing doesn't mean it's wrong. You need to do what makes you happy. So, make your own choices. Just be happy with who you are and things like that. Because I'm happy with me, so you should be happy with you. Let me make sure that's all I got to talk about before I go. I think I want some hot wings. I thought I'd let y'all know that. And there's a fly in my house. And I killed all these flies with my hands. My husband think he the fly killer. I killed all the flies in the house. It was three of them. And I whacked them. I think I got magical powers or something like that. Oh, so I was scrolling through Facebook earlier. And one of my friends one of my friends from New Jersey, that's where I'm from, had like posted a snapshot picture of some thot that I guess he's friends with. This biatch is actually on Facebook Live fingering herself to beat. Like, who does that? Who in the world does that? I think that is so tacky. You can do a whole lot of shit on Facebook Live, but you decide to finger yourself on Facebook Live, child cheese. So, speaking of thoughts of the century, I'm not sure if you guys watch Black Ink, the one that's in Harlem, not Chicago, the one in Harlem, New York. I've seen an article today that they are being sued. If I read it correctly, they didn't actually put an artist's name out there, but the shop itself or the brand or whatever, they're getting sued because one of them did a tattoo and it really fucked up this girl's arm, like her shit looked like. She got burnt up or something. It looked nasty. So, y'all be careful. Just because they on TV don't mean they good people. And no tea, no shade, but I would travel all the way to Chicago if I was going to get one of them Black Ink people to do a tattoo. Because the Black Ink Chicago people, their tattoos look way better. And their shop look much cleaner than the people in Harlem, however, they allegedly are supposed to be getting a new shop. We'll see how true that is. Yeah, Daddy said that too. And on Love and Hip Hop New York, I see Oha Celine Hernandez is being messy, stirring up a whole lot of mayhem and foolishness between these folks. Like somebody won't whoop her ass. I think she thinks she's the toughest cookie of them all. But that Tommy chick, I don't think she got nothing for Tommy. And who else? I think that's the only person they got to give Jocelyn a run for her money is that Tommy chick. Well, that whole little KK family, whatever they call, I think she's playing the game. I think they'll beat her ass, and I think she may want to shut her lick before she get hurt. For real, for real. So, I'm trying to think, what other shows did I watch? Well, it's just Wednesday. I ain't seen Empire yet. Y'all watching it all enjoying the damn show. We'll come on Tuesdays. Nothing important. It's just Monday. Oh, for those of my gay family people, if y'all watch RuPaul's Drag Race, Bob the Drag Queen, Naomi Smalls and Kim Chi are the top three. I hope Kim Chi wins, only because his struggle or her struggle is real. His mother doesn't even know that he's whatever he is. He ain't never had sex with a man or a female before, so he need to really, he need help. But I like Bob the Drag Queen, and not because he's from New York, but because I like Bob the Drag Queen, because he's pretty freaking good. But I like Kim Chi because Kim Chi has never been in the bottom two. And Kim Chi makeup always on fleek, always on point. Like, shit, I need him to come work for me, do my or her, whatever. I am going to find a drag queen and get them on the show because I need to know what do they want to be, considered men or female or or what. I really don't know. So you got to find out. So, what else? What else comes on? Oh, see, I watched Gotham, but I haven't watched it yet. I'm actually a few episodes behind. I'm like 3 episodes behind on Damien. We're like 5 episodes behind on Naked and Afraid. We've been skipping through like idiots instead of watching from beginning to end. So, Madison is holding me hostage because it's her bedtime. So, we're about to go to sleep. Well, I'm about to eat. I don't know about her, but I'm about to eat. So, that's it for tonight. We only went for an hour tonight. Because I got shit to do. I got a life. So, I will holler at y'all next week. Do I have an interview next week? Oh, no. Next week, we'll have DJ Ill Kid. He's from Maryland or D.C. or something like that. We're going to have a mix from him. So, 30 minutes of the show, we're going to have a mix from a DJ called DJ Ill Kid. I hope you guys tune in because he from up north, so that shit going to be hot. You know, it ain't going to be all that. No shade to the down south folk, but I'm sure it'll be something real good. So, definitely tune in next week for that. And that's it. Holla back, youngin'.
Looking, presidential
status. All summer 16, all summer 16, playing dirty, not clean. Out front for a season, looking like a damn football team. All in the same thing, all rapping one thing, looking for revenge, to do what you couldn't do, tell Obama that my verses are just like the whips at the end, they bulletproof, minus 20 we in Pitfield at K's Kitchen and a Canada Goose, famous as fuck but I'm still in the cut when they round up the truce, I'm just a sicko, a real sicko when you get to know me nigga, I let the diss record drop, you was staying right below me nigga, we must have played it 100 times, you was going to bed. Why would I put on a vest? I expect you to aim for the head. I could've killed you the first time. You don't have to try and say it louder, nigga. Trust me, heard you the first time. It's nothing personal. I would've done it to anyone. And I blame where I came from. And I blame all my day ones. You know chubs like Draymond. You better hope not saying none. Them boys, they're a handful. Then I hit them with the high line. Chris Breezy with the dance moves. Mo G with the dance moves. Ad Boy with the dance moves. Jimi Hendrix with the solo. Those are strings that you can't pull. Yeah, and I can really dish it out. Come and get it from the source. But fuck with all the word of mouth. Go to state running practice at my house, nigga. What am I about? You gon' really feel it now. I'm out here looking for revenge. All summer 16. All summer 16. Playing dirty, not clean. Out front for a season, looking like a damn football team. All repping one thing. Looking for revenge.
You're now tuned in to New York's finest, DJ Black.
DJ Black.
All you boys in the new Toronto want to be me a little. All your exes know I like my O's with a V in the middle. You would love it if I went away and didn't say nothing else. How am I keeping it real by keeping this shit to myself? You was never gang, 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 gang. You was never one of us. Had us fooled for a minute there, now we done all grown up. But I'm better off anyway. Y'all never gonna finish Drake. Say and see about it when you see me, man. Y'all never home anyway. Saw the things that you should have said. Said things that you shouldn't say. We even gave y'all the whole money play. And y'all broke to this day. Oh, it's your time now. Yeah, that's what everybody say. I used to wanna be on Rockefeller, then I turned into Jay. Now I got a house in LA, now I got a bigger pool than Ye. And look, man, Ye's pool is nice, mine's just bigger, is what I'm saying. I'm that nigga's what I'm saying. Getting things done around here. How you let me run it down here? I'm not even from around here. 6666. Soon as I'm back in the city, they throw a parade. I might get a key to the city and give it to Wayne. Or give it to one of the young boys to carry the wave. So trust me, they'll be out here looking for revenge. All summer 16, all summer 16. Playing dirty, not clean. Out front for a season, looking like a damn football team. All repping one thing. Looking for revenge.
They don't want us to have a bigger pool than Kanye.
Think that yesterday we were only friends. Going through these messages, where do I begin?
Your love, your love, your love.
Oh girl,
your love, your love, your love
has got me feeling.
First you text, come over baby,
I reply okay.
Okay,
say you're in your birthday suit,
I say you're
Yeah. and looked me in my eyes. Now I'm a horny, wanna eat her like some Popeyes. But can she twerk it on the dick? Bend that ass over, baby, show me what you're working with. I'm about to VIP this bitch, hit her from the back. Oops, wrong hoe, what she said after that? Tell me,
my baby mamas, they some petty motherfuckers.
Petty.
My ex bitch, she's a petty motherfucker.
Petty.
These fuck niggas, they some petty motherfuckers. Let me ask y'all one quick question. How the hell can y'all be so messy? And expect to receive y'all blessing, bitch, y'all
petty.
But I know it ain't y'all fault. Y'all was born with it in y'all heart. So you got this shit honest, bitch, you
petty.
Now you all on the book and you flexin'. Let me screenshot all these texts and show the world just how you jeffin', bitch, you
petty.
Just to show how petty y'all is, y'all try to keep me from my kids. But I'ma find a way, God will lend, bitch, y'all
petty.
And I knew this from the start, cause I felt it in my heart. I blame myself, but it ain't y'all fault. It was a lesson I had to be taught. Fought a drama beat, now I'm about to take off. And y'all petty motherfuckers throwing salt. Is you mad, baby, or not?
Petty.
My baby mamas, they some petty motherfuckers.
Petty.
My ex bitch, she's a petty motherfucker.
Petty.
These fuck niggas, they some petty motherfuckers. Turn me to a beast. I used to be a nigga with a good heart. Never hard colder than a dry ice piece. Been going through this shit for 7-8 years. Lost everything I had, taking care of this bitch. Now nigga grinding, trying to get it all back. Getting rich, street force. Get grown, bitch. Two-time feeling what you try to make me. I paid lawyer fees, sold her hair with a plea. I should've listened to my granny R.I.P. What you try to tell me, baby, this girl you don't need. But I went against the grain, thinking L.O.V.E. Then turn around, then married this bitch. And you ain't even fit to wear the Smith last name. O.M.G., what was wrong with me? I don't really know, but I must have been drinking. Running through the lobby, niggas niggin' and geeking. Fell for the okie doke, E had me tripping. Now I'm going through hell, trying to find my way out. But I know God got me, G-O-D, hold me down. If it wasn't for my kids, I'd have been crashed out. And my baby mama hatin' cause I'm about to cash out.
Cause I'm about to cash out.
Cause they some petty motherfuckers.
Petty. My baby mamas, they some petty motherfuckers. On my name, I'ma send them home. Catch them.
Working, putting that work in. I've been working.
ain't perfect, but I deserve it. Cause I've been working, working, turning up. I've been working, I've been working, I've been working, putting that work in, putting that work in. All night putting it overtime, I overgrind.
I really want it.
I remember when I rode the pine, now I know it's time.
I don't see opponents.
I'm never sober, I keep going. I don't need rollers, I don't break for no one. Fuck you if you ain't riding with me. How you turning on the only one that drove us to be more than local? Man, I'm thinking global, you not moving right. I guess it's just emotion.
Oh, well.
I don't want you all up in my circle. Stay the fuck around me, you ain't never working.
Never working.
How you call yourself checking on me? Couldn't get a check if you a Nike worker. Pay my dues. You can't afford the total. I'm focused. I've been working,
working.
I've been serving. I ain't perfect. But I deserve it. Cause I've been working,
working.
Take a turning now. I've been working,
working.
I've been working,
working.
I've been working,
working.
Putting that work in,
working.
Putting that work in. I've been working,
working.
I've been serving. I ain't perfect. But I deserve it.
Perfect.
Cause I've been working,
working.
Take a turning now. I've been working.
Working,
I've been working, putting that work in, putting that work in. I've been working like a boss, homie. Man, I swear I'm really trying to build something. People always bring their problems to me like I don't got my own bills coming. Try to stop me and I'm still coming. They not ready for the real coming. Have my own partner steal from me. Don't dap me up, I don't feel nothing. I remember nights in the jack, all we did was rap. Free peanut, dog. My teenage years, I was off the chain. Man, I swear to God, all we did was rob. Couldn't work, couldn't get a job. Now I got a business, I became a boss. I'm in go mode, not going backwards, not rewinding, not finna pause. Grinding hard while I got a pulse, cause in my city, young bodies drop.
Body strong.
Pistol grip point right behind the headboard, and I don't need aim for a body
I
shot.
Don't.
Tell me if it's a problem.
Problem.
Tell me if it's a problem,
problem,
nigga. Cause how I've been feeling, y'all niggas tripping. I might really fuck around and pop a nigga.
I've been working. Working.
I've been working,
tables turning now. I ain't never taking no vacations. Never taking no vacations. Broke niggas on hiatus. I'm getting plenty paid.
I've been working,
working.
I've been serving. I ain't perfect, but I deserve it. Cause I've been working,
working.
Tables turning now. I've been working,
working.
I've been working,
working.
I've been working,
working.
Putting that work in,
working.
Putting that work in. I've been working,
working,
I've been serving, I ain't perfect,
I ain't perfect,
but I deserve it,
perfect.
Cause I've been working,
working,
baby turning up, I've been
working,
working, I've been working,
working,
I've been working,
working,
putting that work in,
working,
putting that work in.
I've been working so long, I've done everything for cheese. What you say I ain't did, I bet you can't name one thing.
If I want, when I get ready, that's what they mean, nigga. 400 to the death of me.
I can do it if I wanna. Turn the bitch, nigga, to a goner. Get a couple bells from California. I can do it if I wanna.